How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. Fundamental Techniques in Handling People. During numerous occasions in history, people have proved that criticism only leads to resentment and demoralizes people. Criticism may demoralize employees and wounds people's pride without helping them correct the error for which they have been criticized. Criticisms only make a cycle of blames. It is similar to a homing pigeon. It will always return home. Similarly, if we criticize someone, they end up blaming someone else, mostly the person criticizing them. When dealing with people, the only way to get them to do what you need to be done is by making them want to do it. One of the most common attributes among people is their need for a feeling of being important. The need to feel important leads people to be great politicians, youths to join gangs, and other things. There are those who go insane to find the feeling of importance in the fantasy world. Charles Schwab was the first man to earn $1 million in a year in American business. In his interview, he stated that his greatest asset was his ability to arouse enthusiasm among others. Additionally, he never criticized his employees. Rather, he emphasized on appreciating them. The only way to influence other people is not by discussing the things that you want, but rather by discussing what they want. In all situations, when handling people, it will always help to look at things from their perspective. If you want something done, look for the advantages it would have on the person doing it, and tell them about what they would achieve. This would arouse the person's eager want. Making people like you. Making people like you is not as difficult as it may sound, especially for strangers. It only takes the ability to exercise the principles discussed above. Through sincerity and appreciation of other persons, we help make them feel important, and for that they like us. When we are successful in making people feel important, they are able to show a strong side of them that could be of great importance to you. It is through this principle that you find clerks and waiters earning tips from strangers in a business. Appreciating people is important in order to create a good first impression. The appreciation should be sincere and accompanied by a bright smile. The sharing of good riddance rubs upon people you smile to. Ways to make people like you. Real friends are made through showing interest in other people. This fact is also derived from the fact that people normally think about themselves. Therefore, it is not until you show interest in them that they gain interest in you and build friendships. The facial impressions are very important when dealing with people. No matter what you wear or do for people, if the face that you wear is not appreciative of others, then the deeds do not matter. As is said, action speaks louder than words. Psychology studies prove that people who smile perform their duties better, whether it's teaching, managing, or even selling. Value the identity of other people. The name of a person is of great importance. The ability to remember people's names appeals greatly to them. This ability requires one to master names that are hard to pronounce and putting a name to a face such that you are not confused. How to become good at conversations. A good conversationalist is a person that is able to make a conversation that goes both ways so that everybody has a chance to talk and listen. There are occasions when you meet professionals or people you have never met before, and therefore, you may not know anything to converse about. In this case, you are required to be a keen listener. A keen listener shows interest in the topic even without contributing much. They encourage their guest to keep talking. A good conversationalist does a great deal to increase the confidence of other people. When a person feels listened to, they feel important, which is something everybody yearns for. The main hindrances to good conversational skills are the habit of interrupting people while they speak, talking about yourself for too long, and failure to listen for too long. If you shun these habits, you develop and become a respected conversationalist that gains respect from all that across them. How to interest people. The key to picking other people's interest is through their own individual interest. In business, you should talk in terms of the customer's interests in order to sell and create connections. For instance, when trying to sell your product to a retail store, you should begin by researching their interests. Once you pick their interest, selling is not difficult, as they feel important coming to talk to you about the interests. How to handle arguments. The best way to get the best from an argument is through avoiding it, especially if you are a guest in a person's place. It is good to let the host have their freedom. Unless your opinion is asked, you do not need to keep contradicting them. In this way, you make them hate you for hurting their ego. A man convinced against his will does not change his opinion. Continued argument with a person makes them more stubborn. When in such a situation, acknowledge that it may be a learning opportunity for you. Try to understand the disagreement and look for points that could bring an agreement. As you analyze the situation, be honest, so that if you are wrong, you own up to the error and correct it. If not, look for ways to have an agreement or at least the middle ground. Avoid making enemies. During interactions with people, one needs to learn how to avoid making enemies. Making enemies can be through expressions made or actions. Actions speak louder than words. Here are a few things to keep in mind. When a person is wrong, it is not always smart to step in and denounce the error. If you have to make the correction, you need to be smart in how to handle it so that the person does not feel humiliated. Learn to accept when you make mistakes. This should be the case even when you are met with difficult situations. You may meet a rude person that wants to stamp their authority. When they find you doing the wrong thing and reprimand you, do not get defensive and argue with them. Instead, accept the mistake and show sincerity. When talking to people, highlight the things that you agree on first. Put emphasis on them and make them understand the common goal you aim at achieving. When handling complaints, it is not always necessary to talk the most. Rather, ask questions and receive answers which help you understand if you have made mistakes and, if not, they help you lead the facts to the people you are talking to. How to get cooperation. The key to cooperation is to make people want to do something by their own will. When this is applied to a business, you should make the customer want to buy your product. This way, they are more enthusiastic about it than when you push to sell the product to them. Similarly, in a work environment, make suggestions to people on how to improve their role while encouraging them to keep up their work. This makes them feel that they own the ideas and work hard to achieve their goals. Additionally, be open-minded so that you can accommodate other people's ideas. Allowing yourself to view issues from other people's perspectives helps you understand when you are wrong and also creates a good relationship. Furthermore, be sympathetic and caring about their desires. Through sympathy, you receive kindness from the people that probably scold you. How to point out fault. When you have to point out a fault that a person makes, it is good to start with a sincere appreciation. The method is effective in criticizing without demoralizing the person. Additionally, correcting them without being condescending can be done. You may also begin by talking about your own mistakes to help them identify theirs. Appreciate when a person makes improvement. Remember that people respond well to rewards on good performance. Additionally, allow them to feel needed by asking questions rather than giving orders. When they make mistakes, also encourage them as you show them the ease with which the mistake can be corrected. This boosts the morale to repeat and to do it right, while helping them learn the best practice. Keep exercising the principles discussed in the previous chapters, even when a person makes an error, for instance, through acknowledging improvement and appreciating effort. Also show concern such as satisfaction, and make the person feel happy for achieving something.